views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots, ready and powerfully rooted in your yes. Get fearlessly ready with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Good day, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. As always, a big shout out to my producer, Carter. Hey, Carter.
Hello. Hey, Erica. How's it going?
I'm doing well. I cannot believe that 2019 is in full swing and that next week, it's already April next week.
Crazy.
Right. Spring is slowly headed our way. It's opening day for the Milwaukee Brewers here where I'm at. And so it's a big day. We know spring is right around the corner when it's opening day. We don't know if we have to wear our winter coats and our snow pants, but we still know that spring is right around the corner. And truly, with each spring comes new life, energy, and growth, you know, literally and figuratively. For those who garden, spring brings the rebirth of plants growing from dormant or newly planted seeds. Just as in life, spring awakens us. It revitalizes us. It nurtures us. You know, makes us feel alive, wanting to start anew. You know, much like passion does. So what better topic for today's episode than passion, purpose, and uncovering your why? Because when you plant the seeds today, much like finding your passion, you reap the rewards tomorrow and beyond. And this topic really is special to me, mostly because it reminds me of my parents and my son. And both my parents have passed. And as I remember and celebrate my father's life, yesterday was the 6th anniversary of his passing. I smile and truly marvel at the way he lived with passion in really all the things he did, from his career to his family to his hobbies. You know, my mother did as well. They had different passions, and yet they had some of the same passions. But they truly lived with purpose. And it's something I aspire to do and teach my son to do. But what is passion? Now, how is this defined? I want you to consider the following definitions. Passion, it's a strong feeling of enthusiasm or excitement for something or about doing something. Or a strong feeling such as anger that causes you to act in a dangerous or unpredictable manner. Also, a strong sexual or romantic feeling for someone. Now, what do all those have in common? Passion is strong. All of them have a strong feeling or a strong urge. And passion truly is strong within us. But why is it so important? You know, it gives us a reason to keep learning and working towards mastery. It gives us drives and really fills us up. But how does one find their passion, right? That's kind of a silly phrase. You know, you don't just all of a sudden uncover it under a rock, but yet you do sometimes. So I want you to grab your paper and pen, or at least get ready to listen to this episode on replay, because here are 7 tips to help find your passion. First, discover by exploring. You can begin to discover your passion by exploring questions such as, what do you love to do? What comes easily to you? Think about 2 qualities that you most enjoy expressing in the world. And then when you think of those two qualities, what are two ways that you most enjoy expressing them? Or think about questions and truly answer them honestly. You know, what subject could I read 100, 500 books about without getting bored? What could you do for 5 years straight without getting paid? What would you spend your time doing if you didn't have to worry about money, right? If you had a complete financial abundance to do anything. Really explore. Take the time to do that. Second, don't presume that your passion should be your job. Sometimes people get held up and stuck because they feel like they're not doing, you know, their day gig isn't what their passion is. You know, it would be great if that worked out. And sometimes it does. My father, he was an arborist and he did what he loved. He worked outdoors, he worked with his hands and he loved it. But there are a lot of things worth doing that will never bring us money. And yes, I know money is not everything, but you still need to eat and pay the bills. Next, trying to find your passion. Work out what you hate to do. And I know hate's a strong word, but list the jobs or tasks that you absolutely loathe. Once you have eliminated those options, your true passion starts to become a little bit more clear. You know, ask a question like, who do I envy? And why do I envy them? What do they do? You know, list those individuals and look at what they do and try those things. You might find your passion from that list. Find the things you are good at. I'm not saying find the things that you excel at. Whatever you're even mediocre, you're just okay at. You know, even if you don't possess those exceptional skills at any one thing, most people have lots of specialisms that they're okay at. And many successful people, the ones that are most passionate about their work, are almost never defined by a single skill. Take, for example, Steve Jobs. He was not the world's greatest engineer, greatest salesperson, designer, or businessman. But what he had was passion. He was good at all those things and wove them together into something far greater. Next, forget the eureka moment. It's not like, aha, here it is. Inspiration may strike some people in an instant. Absolutely. Suddenly, they know what they should be doing with their lives. For others, it takes work, and some more work than others. You could do a passion test. And so what I mean by this is it's the opposite of working out what you dislike doing. Rather, what do you love to do? Think about when my life is ideal, I am, then what? Fill in that blank. Do it at least 10 times. What do you come up with? What are the similarities? Another technique is a joy, like a joy and fulfillment review. You want to say, times I felt the most joy are, again, what is that? Fill in the blank. And the same for fulfilled. I have felt the most fulfilled when. When what? What brings you or what has brought you the most joy? What has filled you up the most? List those out. Don't just do it once. Do it several times. Set aside some time to make these lists. Then look for a pattern among all these times. What do your answers tell you? What's the common thread? What's the pattern? And then next, try to think about when you were a child. Remember what you loved doing. Do you recall being asked? You could do and be anything you wanted. Did you love to draw or write stories? Remember the different activities that you enjoyed doing your childhood. You know, before the pressure to study the right subjects, to take the right classes, to get that good job, before all that started to mount up on you. You know, what hobbies do you enjoy to do? Are there hobbies that you're doing right now? Are there activities that you ensure you make time to do? Because when you find those memories and it brings a smile to your face, that's joy. That's fulfillment. You know, what can you expand on right now? What takes center stage in your life? Or instead of as a child, take a new or alternative perspective. Imagine that you are old much older, in your sunset years. What do you wish you spent the last 20 to 30 years doing? Do you really want to wait till you retire to do all these things? I remember an assignment in a class. It was to write your own obituary. You know, think of it as a slightly less gloomy and morbid version of that. What do you want it to say? And what do you want to make sure that you do? And the next and the last tip is try visualization. And I'm not just talking about vision boards and manifestation, which are both great and I highly recommend them. But what I mean is imagine yourself getting up early, jumping out of bed, excited about going to work. You're getting dressed quickly. You're full of enthusiasm. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, and you take that first step out of your home. Where are you going? What are you doing? What kind of activity follows you and gives you that feeling of great anticipation? Now, what if I told you that you had your own guidance system within you that could help you get from where you are in life to where you want to go? For the system to work, it simply needs to know your beginning location and your end destination. The navigation system figures it all out. It's like an onboard computer that receives signals from multiple satellites and calculates your exact position. Then it plots the perfect course for you. All you have to do from that point on is follow the instruction that gives to reach your destination. Right? Imagine if you had that. I know life isn't that easy, but we don't give ourselves enough credit. We stop listening to ourselves when we really should start listening to ourselves. In other words, once you clarify and then stay focused on your vision, the exact steps will keep appearing along the way in the form of an internal guidance, your internal GPS, creating ideas and new opportunities. And in the end, that destination, finding your passion, has benefits. You can find new hobbies, meet new people, make new friends, experience happiness and peace of mind. But you must decide where you want to go, and you must plug in the coordinates. Are you ready to listen to yourself? Are you ready to listen to your internal GPS? Think about that while we go on a quick break. And during the next segment, we will discuss how your passion leads to your purpose. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Check out the subscribe section so you can sign up for helpful hints at finding your passion and purpose. During the last segment, we talked about passion, what it is, and how you can find your passion. Now let's discuss how passion leads to purpose. As Oprah said, follow your passion, it will lead to your purpose. And right before we went on break, we were talking about our internal GPS. And wouldn't it be nice if when we were born, you were given a GPS programmed with a destination, my purpose? Then you would always be alerted to the exact turns to make and know when you are on or off course to your purpose. Well, we do. The signal is just weak. You may be off in the weeds or under the cover of trees making the satellites, also known as your brain. It's receiving interference. We need to work on that muscle to strengthen it. And knowing your why will help that. Knowing how your passion turns into purpose will help that. So what moves you? What inspires you? How well do you know yourself and what is truly important to you? And that's where I invite you to question everything and really rediscover what truly is important to you now. Not what is you're supposed to do, not what others think you should do. What is important to you right now? And you may be surprised to discover that your goals and intentions shift or even deepen based on your higher understanding of the values that drive you. Because we really are all born with a deep and meaningful purpose that we have to discover. It's not something that you need to make up. It truly is already there. And when we uncover it, you know, in doing that, having that sense of purpose, it makes you more resilient. You know, it supports you in reaching your life goals and truly contributes to a longer, happier, and healthier life. You know, we really are all gifted with a set of talents and interests. I'm not saying that we have extreme abilities in those talents and interests, but we do have those talents and interests that tell us what we're supposed to be doing. We want to align our goals with our life purpose and passion. You know, we have that built-in mechanism keeping you in alignment with your purpose. Its signals are communicated in bodily sensations, telling you when you are headed away from or towards your purpose. This GPS is your own personal compass. Your true passions will guide you on your purpose path by sending your body positive signals. We just need to listen and not ignore them. And that's where it can be hard. You know, everything you do should be an expression of your purpose. No, don't get me wrong. There are plenty of times we have to do things we don't love and are not passionate about. I mean, dishes, laundry, cleaning. You know, I'm not passionate about any of those things. And yet, yes, we have to do them. But we make time for things. You know, if an activity or goal doesn't fit your formula, right, your formula for your purpose, don't work on it. Aligning with your purpose is most critical when setting professional goals. When it comes to your personal goals, you have a little bit more flexibility. Nurturing yourself emotionally, physically, and spiritually will make you more energized. Again, it will make you resilient and motivated to live your purpose on the professional front as well. Well, have you looked at your goals and how they are aligned with your life purpose statement? Are you working towards things that will get you where you need to be and want to be? And I say things very generally, but what are you doing? What are you spending your time on? Because those passions really do lead to your purpose. Are you filling your time with things you don't enjoy because it's what other people want to do? What I want you to do is write down three goals that you have that will assist you in getting one step closer to living your passion-filled, purpose-driven life. Write them down. Because when you fail to honor your true passions and you start moving away from your purpose, your physical self sends out those signals, right? We talked about that earlier. It sends out signs of discomfort. You might experience low energy or chronic fatigue. You might have a feeling of being trapped or having that pit in your stomach or maybe digestive problems. You've got some forgetfulness or have the inability to concentrate at the tasks in front of you. Signs such as headaches, anxiety, depression, insomnia, addiction, the list goes on and on. On the contrary, when you follow your passions and are moving toward your purpose, you experience a sense of freedom. You know, you have that joy, that lightheartedness. You may even experience tingles, right? Goosebumps on your skin. You've got this abundance of energy. You're feeling more relaxed. You're not as tense and tightened. Your muscles are relaxed. You truly glow. And what I mean by that, you look bright. You light up. And all of your timing is all in sync. And you really, really have this natural high. You have a magnetic attraction. And if you don't believe me, think about this. The next time you engage or think about any of your passions, notice how your body feels and responds as a result. Once you understand how to use your internal GPS, you know which passions are truly leading you towards your purpose. We need to listen to our bodies. That internal GPS, when it sends those signals, when they whisper, listen. Because when it begins to scream, you probably missed the turn. And we have to be clear about your life purpose. You know, once you are clear about what you want and you keep your mind constantly focused on it, the how will just keep showing up. Sometimes when you need it to, just in that moment, and maybe not a moment earlier. When you present your goals to the universe, when you send them out there with all of its powerful technology, you'll be surprised and truly dazzled by what it delivers. You know, that's where the magic and miracles truly happen. You just need to believe it. You need to trust that internal GPS inside you. And really take some time to honestly and openly think about where you are in your life. And those are the questions that not everybody likes to answer. But if you're not honest with yourself, you can't move forward. So think about questions like, what's your financial status? Where are you at in your life? How are your relationships? Not just your spouse or significant other, with your neighbors, with your coworkers, with your children. How are your relationships going? You know, how is your health? And again, not your just your physical, but your emotional, your spiritual, mental, emotional. How is that? Next, think about where you would like to be. You know, so if your life were perfect right now, what would it look like? What kind of job would you have? What would you be making time for? What projects would you be working on? Where would you be living? And that's important because when we ask those questions and we're honest about them, you know, by continually asking those questions and doing that sort of exercise, you'll send powerful triggers to your subconscious mind to help you get there. And then write it down, right? That visualization, write it down. I've mentioned a life purpose statements a couple of times. You know, so what is that? You want to create a plan, understanding that you may need to deviate from that plan as the road is never straight. There's twists and turns and there's detours. But you want to create that life purpose statement. So how do you do that? So take a few minutes and write a description of what the world would look like if it was operating perfectly according to you. So for example, life according to Erica, in my case. In your case, it's going to be life according to Carter, right? So write down life according to me. What would that look like? What would that feel like? What would you be doing? And then combine that with all the variety of other questions we have covered, right? The exploring. What brings you joy, fulfillment? What am I good at? What do I enjoy doing? And you will have your life purpose statement. And then we just need to lean into your true purpose. And once you have gained more clarity about your purpose, you don't need to completely overhaul your life all at once. Instead, just lean in bit by bit. Just like when you're doing any sort of activity, it doesn't matter how big the step is, as long as you're taking, even if they're little steps, as long as you are moving forward, you are going in the right direction. And think about that. It's that phrase, how do you eat an elephant? It's one bite at a time. So lean into your purpose. Answer the questions on, are you where you want to be? You know, have you accomplished what you thought you would by now? Are you enjoying the lifestyle, the travel, the weekends, your leisure pursuits you've always dreamed of? Do you want a more fulfilling career or business? You know, could your relationships be deeper, more rewarding, and more meaningful? I mean, I know all those questions I've answered, yes, I'd like that. Yes, I want that. So just because you're not answering in the affirmative or answering the way you thought you might want to, that doesn't mean that you should give up. You want to challenge yourself to create the life, the career, your lifestyle you want, and starting now. And really, a lot of this stuff is probably things you've already known, you've heard, but are you implementing it? Have you really sat down and looked at what you love, what you are good at, and how it can all be combined? I mean, the answer for most of us is that we haven't. And when we follow our passions, it leads us to our purpose. Remember, when you're passionate about your purpose, your why is just known. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. When we come back, we're going to find out how we can uncover our why in our daily lives. Even if you're not doing what your passion and purpose is for your day job, you know, that day gig, how can we uncover our why to create that passion? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Brie Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and more. Tune in Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific for the Dr. Bree Show, The Goddess Emergence, and live the authentic life.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
And we're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit getrootedradio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's getrootedradio.com. So earlier in the show, we talked about what is passion, finding your passion, and how passion leads to purpose. But what if what you do every day, your day gig, isn't your true passion? Now, remember, we talked about not expecting your job to be your passion and your purpose. And it does happen. And, you know, when the stars align and it happens, it's incredible. But many times, our passions just don't pay the bills. So how do we find the why in what we do in our daily lives? You know, what we do in our day gigs? And Simon Sinek uses a model called the Golden Circle. And this model is more used to explain how leaders like Steve Jobs, the Wright brothers, how they were able to inspire rather than manipulate in order to motivate people. But I really like this model for explaining how we can find our why in our everyday lives and why it's natural. And I like it because I've presented this in the past to leaders, to managers, directors, and how you can motivate your employees to do what we need to do, right? To be a more cohesive group. But after I've done it, many people have said, it makes me appreciate my job more. And this is in all lines of work. You know, those people that say, oh, I come here because it's a paycheck. Many people have come up and said, I get it. I can find the why in what I do every day and every one of my tasks. So I really enjoy this golden circle to explain how we can find our why. You know, the why is the purpose. It's the cause. It's the belief that drives every one of us every day. Because you think about it, the work world is tough. You wake up, you go to work, you deal with your boss, your colleagues, or if you're the boss, you deal with everybody. You make your money, you go home, you manage your personal life, you go to bed, you wake up, rinse and repeat, right? It's plenty to deal with every day. So why do we want to know our why? Who really cares? I mean, the answer isn't fancy. It's really quite simple. You know, discovering the why injects passion into our work. It injects passion into everything that we do. It's not a formula for success per se, but you cannot become rich or achieve any other kind of success in life if you don't have passion in your life or passion about what you're doing. Be it the simplest thing or the most sophisticated thing, you need passion in order to succeed. You know, when work, commitment, and pleasure all become one and you reach that deep well where passion lives, truly nothing is impossible. And I think that really brings out the best in everyone. So there are many ways to be successful when you measure that in traditional metrics. But this golden circle, it's a tool to help us achieve long-term fulfilling success. So let's get into it a little bit. So every organization and every person's career operates on three levels. You've got what you do, how you do it, and why you do it. When the what, how, and why are all aligned, it gives us a filter to make the best decisions, to build trust and rapport. And when they are all in balance, others will know who you are and what you stand for. You know, and most of the times in our jobs, we all know what we do, the products that we sell, the services that we offer, you know, the tasks and jobs that we're assigned. Some of us even know how we do it, right? What makes us different, whether that's a job, a company, an organization, what makes them different and stand out from the crowd. But very few of us can clearly articulate why. So again, the why is that purpose. It's the cause. It's the belief that drives us. And that's really, really, really important. And I think sometimes we forget about that. So why does your company exist? Why do you exist? Why do you work there? You know, what is their mission statement? So remember, we're talking about how do we find the why in our everyday, right? In our day gig. How do we find that? And what are they doing for you, your colleagues, or the community? Why did you get out of bed this morning to go to work? And really, why should anybody care? And don't tell me that you got out of bed because it's a paycheck. Making money is not a why. Those revenues, the profits, the salaries, any other monetary measure are results of what you do. The why is our contribution to impact and serve others. And that why is inspiring. It inspires us and it inspires other people. So why? Whether we like to admit it or not, and I don't like to admit that I'm an emotional person, but we are all human and we are not entirely rational beings. Now, if we were, no one would fall in love. No one would take risks like to start a business. But because when we are faced with that overwhelming chance of failure, truly no rational person would ever take on those risks. And yet we do. We do it every day. And we take on those risks because of how it feels. You know, how we feel about someone else, how we feel about something, that feeling is so much more powerful than maybe what we think. But there's a problem with feelings, right? Oh, there's a multitude of problems with feelings. But feelings can be tremendously difficult to express in words. And that's the reason we so often resort to metaphors or analogies, even as adults. You know, communicating our feelings is hard, but when we do it, it pays off in big ways. And I'm not just talking about passion and purpose. When we can truly communicate our feelings to one another and express why we react to things, that pays off. That's a whole another episode that we'll get into at some point. But when we can align emotionally with our customers, our clients, our colleagues, our connection is much stronger and more meaningful than any affiliation based on our features, our benefits, the services that we offer. That's why starting with the why is so important. And that's what starting with the why is all about. So if you're still not convinced about this concept of the golden circle, let me explain this. It's scientific. It's truly modeled after the brain. And what can you get more? How can you get more scientific than that? The brain. So the outer section of the golden circle is the what. And that corresponds to the outer section of the brain, the neocortex. Now, I'm no scientist, but I've studied a little bit of this. Now, this is the part of the brain that's responsible for rational and analytical thought. It helps us understand facts and figures, features and benefits. The neocortex is also responsible for language. So moving on in the golden circle, the middle two sections of the golden circle are the why and how. So you have the outer, which is the what, then the next, which is the how, and the very center, which is the why. The why and the how correspond to the middle section of the brain, the limbic system. This is a part of the brain responsible for all of our behavior and decision-making. It's also responsible for our feelings like trust and loyalty. But unlike the neocortex, the system has no capacity for language. This is where the gut feelings, come from. It's not in your stomach. It's a feeling we get about a decision we have to make that we struggle to explain. Let me say that again. It's our inner GPS, folks. That's our gut feeling. That's our inner GPS system. That separation of powers is the biological reason we sometimes find it difficult to put our feelings into words, right? To explain our actions or justify our decisions. I mean, how many times have you said, I don't know, it just felt right. It felt like I should do it. Because the effects of why are huge. You know, once you understand why, you'll be able to clearly articulate what makes you feel fulfilled and to better understand what drives your behavior when you're at your natural best. You know, when you can do that, you have a point of reference for everything you do going forward. You'll be able to make more intentional choices for your business, your personal life, your career, your family. You'll be able to inspire others and inspire them in a multitude of different ways, whether that's at your day gig, to buy from you, to work with you, or if it's something personal like to join a cause or really support you. Now, you don't have to be playing Russian roulette or play the lottery, which, by the way, we had a big winner here in Wisconsin. You don't have to play that lottery and act on gut decisions that are made for reasons you don't really understand. You know, from now on, you can work with purpose on purpose. You know, and from now on, you can start with why. And I think that's so important when many times people are focused or maybe have been told that to live with passion and purpose, you need to have a job that is your passion and purpose. And that's why the golden circle is so important. You don't have to have your day gig be your passion and purpose. You can have passion projects, right? But remember, if you want to feel an undying passion for your work, if you want to feel we are contributing to something bigger than ourselves, we all need to know what the why is. So I would challenge you to do that. If you're kind of not loving your job right now, find out the why. Find out why you started. Find out what makes you want to go there every day. You'll be rejuvenated. You'll be revitalized. And it will show in your work. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Passion and purpose is a big idea to tackle in one episode. You know, it will benefit you to listen to this on replay and have your pen and paper ready. So to do that, go to getrootedradio.com. I want to read you something. It's a quote from Joel Garfinkel. It's about passion. The task is to recognize that you are uniquely special. Have something to give, some talent no one else shares in quite the same way. This gift needs to blossom so we can appreciate and enjoy the benefits of it and acknowledge you for it. You owe this to yourself and to all of us to honor your gifts, for only when you share your unique joy with the world does the entire world benefit. Every advance mankind has known has come because of someone's effort. Don't let shyness rob you and the world of the power and the passion that lies within you. No one can be all that you will be except for you yourself. Follow your passion. That's some pretty darn good advice. I mean, you are just taking the world away from a one great idea. So really follow that passion. You know, tell me, what is it that you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? No, what are you? You only live. They say you only live once, right? YOLO. Can't stand that expression. But it's not true. You live every single day. So follow that passion. It's going to lead you to your purpose, and it's going to better create a healthier, more passion-filled and fulfilled of joy and peace of mind life that you deserve. Now, understanding one's passions, following your passions to your purpose, and then understanding the whys in your everyday activities, your day gig, and your projects keeps you motivated to continue to learn and to grow. Passion is the fuel that inspires and drives people towards specific goals, no matter how unlikely or difficult that they might be. You know, it generates the enthusiasm needed to plow through the biggest obstacles and overcome that most intractable of challenges. It inspires loyalty, teamwork, hard work, and eventually it will get you to success. You know, passion, purpose, your why, you know, truly influential topics, like I said, that drives us, that keeps each of us going each and every day. You know, how do you make it happen? How do you lean in to truly discover your why, live your passion, and live a purposeful life? You know, we discussed that in the first segment. Learn and try the tips that we discussed. Discover by exploring. Don't presume that your passion should be your job. Work out what you dislike doing. Find the things you are good at and that you enjoy. Don't expect it to be an aha or a eureka moment or realization. You know, remember what you loved as a child or what you long to do when you retire. And visualize, listen to your internal GPS. Your passion, your true passion, is not found overnight, but it's realized through series of discoveries of small interests. So take inventory at the end of each day. What was your favorite part and why? Over time, when you consistently do this, you will notice certain patterns. you will see what brings you joy, what fills your heart and fulfills you and your soul. Now, your body and soul will tell you when you are on the right path. You will truly feel it when you are not, you're going to have heavy feelings. You will feel lighter when you do, heavier when you don't. You'll have a sense of peace and joy when you're on that right path. And you're not going to constantly hear the recalculating your route or rerouting from your internal GPS. Now, when we look within to find the why in our activities, our projects, our hobbies, our work, our volunteer efforts, we can better articulate and create what your life purpose statement is going to say. Now, what's it going to say in your obituary? Are you going to do all the things that you've always wanted to do? You know, you're not going to find your passion and purpose after listening to this episode today. It's going to take time. You know, if it were that easy, you would all have done it already. But I urge you to take the time. Take the time to explore. Seek out assistance and keep working at it. You know, one way that you can do that is by getting a coach. And I have this motto. I say, got goals, get a coach. And it's true. It doesn't matter what type of coach it is, right? Whether it's an athletic coach, whether it's a personal trainer, whether you've got goals, get a coach that can assist you. They're there to move you along the right path. And you can work with me. Now, per many requests, I have opened up another session of my signature series, The Rooted Life, Live, Love, Let Go. Now, this series will equip and empower you to make the changes necessary to live a balanced life mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. It will take the topics that we've discussed on past episodes like self-care, self-love, practices like gratitude and mindfulness, and it will take obstacles such as your limiting beliefs or your negative self-talk to new levels. The Rooted Life series really allows you to come to terms with your past and look forward to your future so that you're ready to welcome it with open arms. The series will give you a game plan to find your passion and your purpose and your voice and to live purposefully. It will teach you to manage your time and probably much more importantly, your boundaries in the most effective and efficient manner. Now, the tools and techniques and the support given in this group's coaching series is truly like no others. And I don't just say that because I want you to work with me. It allows you to be in the comfort of your own home or your office or your favorite coffee shop. No worrying about being local or not. You don't have to say, oh, I'm not by you. You know, with the power of technology, we will see one another and connect much easier, which allows you more time for your family, your hobbies, your work, to find those passions and that purpose and work on your projects. You just need internet, a positive attitude, and willingness to put forth the work that's needed. The live weekly group sessions take place at the same time each week, and you will also get individual sessions to dive deeper into the areas that are most troubling for you. But I urge you, get a coach and don't wait if you want to work with me. The next session begins Tuesday, May 7th. Reach out right away. Space is limited. You want to get intentional with your future. Get intentional with your life. Let's find your passion and purpose and really save money at the same time, because I'm offering a special deal for all of you Get Rooted Radio listeners. You will save $100 on the series. Just set up your discovery call. And to do that, go to getrootedradio.com. But even if you don't work with me, work with someone. Find an objective individual who will ask you probing questions and keep you accountable. Write down your answers and see where there's a pattern. Explore and research. Watch TED Talks. There are plenty out there to help you find your path. Take passion tests and quizzes. There are several on the internet. Try a multitude and see where there are similarities. In the end, it's up to you. It's your passion. It's your purpose. It's your life. Remember, knowing your why and uncovering your passion and purpose can have an amazing impact on your life. Studies have shown that having a sense of purpose does make you more resilient, supports you reaching your life goals, and contributes to a longer, happier, and healthier life. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any part of today's episode or you want to listen again, go to getrootedradio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the second and fourth Thursday of each month at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, and 9 a.m. Pacific time for the live broadcast. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? If the answer is no, take action to make that answer a yes. Ask yourself, what do you need to live a rooted life? And then reach out if you don't know where to start. Have an amazing day. I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you've missed any part of this hit show. And tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.